Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll do some stealing and celebrate the birthdays of Victor Young, Al Goodman, Gene Buck, and Buddy Rogers. Last week, August 8th, marked the birth in 1900 in Chicago, Illinois, of violinist, composer, arranger, and bandleader Victor Young. After being abandoned by his father at age 10, he and his sister went to Poland to be raised by their grandparents. Victor and his sister Helen both enrolled at the Warsaw Conservatory. She studied piano and he studied violin, ultimately playing with the Warsaw Philharmonic and touring Europe with various orchestras. In 1914, he returned to Chicago and in the early 20s toured as a concert violinist. After playing in movie theater orchestras in Los Angeles and Chicago, he decided to switch to popular music. He was a violinist and arranger with Ted Fiorito's band in the late 20s and conducted on network radio, including Shell Chateau and the Al Jolson and Don Ameche shows. He made a substantial number of recordings with his own bands in the 30s. In 1935, he moved to Hollywood, where he appeared in a couple of movies and arranged and composed film music for Paramount. He received an Academy Award posthumously for the score of Around the World in 80 Days. He died in Palm Springs, California on November 11, 1956. Here's Victor Young.
A downward shove. Grab yourself someone to fry your eggs and bacon. She can live just like a queen on what you're making. You'll find that bibs are much cheaper and cribs are much cheaper. Now's the time to fall in love. Thank you.
it's sweet madness when we two are together. Sweet madness, what else can it be? When you're close to me, I'm not responsible, darling. Your lips willing are so thrilling, and each thrill lasts forever. Sweet madness, we're mad and I'm glad. It's grand to go mad with you.
Life is such a great adventure. Learn to live it as you go. No one in the world can censure what we do here below. Don't save your kisses, just pass them around. You'll find my reason is logically sound. Who's going to know that you passed them around 100 years from today? Why crave a penthouse that's fit for a queen? You're nearer heaven on Mother's green. If you had millions, what would they all mean 100 years from today? So laugh and sing, make love a thing, be happy while you may. There's always one beneath the sun who's bound to make you feel that way. The moon is shining, and that's a good sign. Cling to me closer and say you'll be mine. Remember, darling, we won't see it shine 100 years from today. 100 years from today. The moon is shining, and that's a good sign. Cling to me closer and say you'll be mine. Remember, darling, we won't see it shine 100 years from today. Oh, 100 years from today.
to count you. And the moon up high knows the reason why, sweet Sue, it's you. No one else, it seems, ever shares my dreams. And without you, dear, I don't know what I'd do. In this heart of mine, you live all the time, sweet Sue, just you.
Sam Lennon and his Troubadours with a vocal by Scrappy Lambert around May 10th, 1928, and Sweet Sue, Just You. That was Victor Young's first hit and had lyrics by Will Harris. It was recorded by a huge number of bands in 1928 and the several years following, and I've got about 30 versions. Before that was another Victor Young composition, this time with the lyrics by Ned Washington, his earliest and most important lyricist, 100 Years from Today, from the show Blackbirds of 1933. Victor Young led that studio orchestra recording for Brunswick on November 11, 1933. That was preceded by the Casa Loma Orchestra, September 19, 1933, and Sweet Madness, another Young Washington collaboration from the film Murder at the Vanities. We began our tribute to Victor Young with him directing a large studio orchestra on Now's the Time to Fall in Love. I don't know if December 16, 1931 was really the best time to fall in love, being in the depths of the Depression, but vocalist Fran Fry seemed to make a pretty good case for it. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes, from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, August 8th, marked the birth in 1885 in Detroit, Michigan, of songwriter, producer, author, director, and artist Edward Eugene Buck, better known as Gene Buck. He was educated at the University of Detroit and the Detroit Art School and became an early designer of sheet music covers. In 1907, he went to New York, where he designed and directed an act for Lillian Russell, and in 1912 became the chief writer and assistant to Florence Ziegfeld, a collaboration which lasted to 1926. He wrote scores and sketches for 13 editions of the Ziegfeld Follies, 2 editions of Ziegfeld's 9 O'Clock Review, and directed 11 editions of the Ziegfeld Midnight Frolics. He was a charter member of ASCAP, a director from 1920 to 1957, and its president from 1924 to 41. His chief musical collaborator was Dave Stamper, but he also worked with Jerome Kern, James F. Hanley, Victor Herbert, and Louis Hirsch. Gene Buck died on February 25, 1957, in Great Neck, New York. His compositions include Daddy Has a Sweetheart and Mother Is Her Name, Hello Frisco, Florida, the Moon and You, Garden of My Dreams, and these.
Thank you. thinking of? No fooling. Oh, tell me, no fooling. Who do you miss when it's time to kiss? No fooling. Say, I wonder who you really think you'll marry. Don't blunder with some Tom or Dick or Harry. No fooling. Take me instead. But after we're wed, no fooling.
Thank you.
There's an early recording by George Olson and his music from August 19th, 1924, of Bimini, written by Gene Buck, Dave Stamper, and Ray Hubbell from the Ziegfeld Follies of 1924. George Henkel played saxophone in the band at that time, but on that particular recording it was Rudy Weedoft. The following day, the band recorded Saxophon, which was composed by Rudy Weedoft, and on which he also played sax, which probably accounts for his presence on Bimini. Before Bimini, it was Gene Rodemick's orchestra, recording in St. Louis, Missouri in December of 1922 with a medley of Neath the South Sea Moon and My Rambler Rose. That was preceded by Marion Harris and When I Hear That Jazz Band Play. That's from Ziegfeld's Midnight Frolic and is one of the first recordings with the word jazz in the title. It was made July 18, 1917, just a couple of months after the original Dixieland Jazz Band's recording of Dixieland Jazz Band One Step, generally considered to be the first jazz record released. Those last three songs were all written with Dave Stamper, but we began our tribute to Gene Buck with a Gene Buck-James F. Hanley collaboration, No Foolin'. That was the California Ramblers on April 21, 1926, with the vocal by Arthur Hall. Last week I mentioned that listener John had made a request for a number of waltzes by the Troubadours, and I played Beloved. Another of John's requests was for When Love Comes Stealing, and like Beloved, that title lends itself to a segment topic. So we'll hear When Love Comes Stealing as part of a set about theft, beginning with our old friend Irving Kaufman.
My friends find you, they'll steal you from me, dying to take you places, places where folks can see. But if my friends find you, they'll steal you from me, they'll make advances, and you might be lost. I'll take no chances, I'll have you insured, so I'll be sticking right close beside you, anywhere you may be. 'Cause if my friends find you, they'll steal you from me. Thank you.
love reveals just what I'd impart when my heart calls to thine. For loving you and you loving me would be a lasting shrine. When love comes stealing into my heart, then I know the world is mine.
Has been stealing.
Well,
right.
I don't know whether you like it or not.
Yes.
Yeah. Since we are mixed up here.
Yes.
But it doesn't make any difference.
No.
I won't tell the truth.
Yeah.
Somebody has been stealing.
Yeah.
Stealing.
Yeah.
Has been inaugurated.
All right.
Ever since.
Well.
When I say ever since, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
Ever since. Old man Isaac's son.
Yeah.
Do you know him?
Yes.
Old man Isaac had two sons.
Yes.
You remember them?
Yes.
Jacob.
Yes. Jacob.
And Esau.
And Esau.
And Jacob stole.
Yes.
His brother's birthright.
Well.
And they've been stealing.
Yes.
Going on. Ever since.
Yes.
Somebody has been stealing.
Well.
Somebody.
Yes.
Has been stealing.
Yes.
Either psychological.
Yes.
Or philosophical.
Yes.
Or intellectual.
Yes.
Or.
I know
you can do it. They've just been
seen.
Somebody.
Somebody.
Has been seen.
Well.
When I think about Africa.
Well.
In the dark jungles.
Yes.
When the Negro race.
Yes.
Landed in this country.
That's right.
Everybody was black.
Well.
White teeth.
Yes.
Broad fingernails.
Well.
Nappy hair.
Well.
But since that time, we've got straight hair.
Well.
Blue eyes.
Well.
Gray eyes.
Somebody.
Been stealing.
Been
stealing. And then, well. It wasn't me.
Right.
It wasn't me, my brother.
No.
Somebody.
Been stealing.
I'm satisfied in my race.
Yeah.
I'm satisfied to be black. Think about I'm the top of the sort. Everything that reads must be given me some money. Been stealing.
Yes,
Well, that may be a rapidly rotating 78 record from 1928, but it's not exactly toe-tapping music. But the delivery does have a rhythmic, musical quality to it. That was the Reverend J.M. Gates and his sermon, Somebody's Been Stealin'. This was, after all, a segment about stealing. The Reverend J.M. Gates was born July 14, 1884, in Hoganville, Georgia, and was an African-American preacher and gospel singer who, from 1914 until his death in 1941, was pastor of Mount Calvary Baptist Church in Atlanta, Georgia. He had a very prolific recording career, beginning with Columbia in 1926, but they didn't sign him to an exclusive contract, so he also recorded 84 sides for Banner, Pathé, OK, Victor, Vocalion, Paramount, and Jeanette. Some of you may recall that about 3 years ago, I played his sermon entitled Dead Cat on the Line. And try as I might, I couldn't find what the JM in JM Gates stood for. Before the Reverend Gates, it was Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra and Stealin' Apples from a Vocalion 78 waxed March 27, 1936. Stealin' Apples was written by Fats Waller and Andy Razaf and was preceded by Stealing of a Different Sense, When Love Comes Stealing. That was Louis James with the Troubadours on July 3, 1928, singing the Walter Hirsch and Lou Pollock lyrics to Erno Rappi's tune. We began that theft set with Lou Gold in his orchestra, and If My Friends Find You, They'll Steal You Away From Me. The vocalist was Irving Kaufman, who was identified on the label of that March 25, 1930 Harmony 78 as Robert Wood. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL, Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network, 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and available on iTunes as a podcast. I don't know that we've ever featured him on the show before, but last week, August 12th, marked the birth in 1890 in Nikopol, Russia, of pianist, composer, and bandleader Al Goodman. His career started out as a pianist in movie theaters and in a vaudeville act with his brothers. He studied at the Peabody Conservatory of Music in Baltimore and in 1915 went to work for show producer Earl Carroll. He conducted orchestras for Broadway shows in the 20s and was active in radio in the 30s and 40s, conducting for Ziegfeld Follies of the Air, the Bromo Seltzer Hour, and the Fred Allen Show, among others. As a composer, his best-known song is When Hearts Are Young, written with Sigmund Romberg from the show Lady in Ermine. It was Al Goodman who conducted the orchestra for the jazz singer in 1927. Al Goodman died in New York on January 10, 1972. Here's Al Goodman.
Thank you. want a place to spoon, a girl, a moon, or what have you. A walk among the trees, a hand, a squeeze, or what have you. I'm a romantic, whimsical thing, bothered by thoughts of spring. Little birds cooing make me long for wooing. I want a rendezvous, a kiss or two, or what have you. I'd like to own a part of some nice person's heart. Someone's arms always near, someone's voice to call me dear. I want to find romance and love, or what have you.
Thank you. about your classy dolly that you don't see in the follies. Is she that way lovable and sweet? No one else can hold a candle. What a precious thing to handle. Is she that way lovable and sweet? What eyes like skies, the bluer to lure your heart. What lips that grin, the redder the better you like from the start. If you want an angel near you, holler out and she will hear you. Is she that way lovable and sweet?
Al Goodman and his orchestra in August of 1929 with Lovable and Sweet. The vocalist is unidentified, and the band also recorded an instrumental version for sale in Germany. Before that, we heard Scrappy Lambert providing the vocal on Without Love from February of 1930. Scrappy was backed by Al Goodman and his Flying High Orchestra, so called because Without Love is from the Broadway show Flying High, which opened at the Apollo Theater on March 3, 1930 and ran until January 3rd of the following year. Without Love was written by De Silva, Brown, and Henderson and was preceded by Or What Have You, recorded around May 25, 1929. Or What Have You is from the first act of The Little Show and was composed by Morris Hamilton with the lyrics by Grace Henry. Just as I was sitting down to do this show, I received an email from listener Rich in Illinois reminding me that yesterday, August 13th, was Buddy Rogers' birthday and suggesting that it would be great to hear some Buddy Rogers. Well, Rich, you caught me just in time, and since I don't believe we've ever featured Buddy Rogers on the show, I've reworked this final segment. Charles Buddy Rogers, without a D, was born August 13, 1904, in Olathe, Kansas. Growing up, he learned to play piano, accordion, trumpet, trombone, sax, and clarinet. He attended the University of Kansas, and after entering a talent contest, got acting lessons and a movie contract. He appeared in silent films in the late 20s, including the 1927 aviation epic Wings, as well as early movie musicals. In 1932, he formed his own band, which was managed by Richard Himber, and which featured himself on many instruments and vocals. In 1936, he married silent film star Mary Pickford. He served in World War II, and in the 50s had his own TV show. He died on April 21st, 1999. Here's Buddy Rogers.
There she is, boys. Hello, gorgeous. Gorgeous, you need a secretary, sweet and gorgeous. You're just a gorgeous thing. Paint and powder, powder and paint. A little lipstick, it isn't necessary, sweet and gorgeous. You're like a breath of spring. When I got one glance at you,
rolling down the avenue. There was nothing else to do but just go easy, Craig. There's no flower sweeter than you. Red, red roses are only secondary sweet and gorgeous. You're just a gorgeous thing.
Began that brief tribute to Buddy Rogers with Buddy Rogers and his California Cavaliers, and Hello, Gorgeous, with Buddy himself doing double duty directing and providing the vocal on that Victor recording from April 18, 1932. Buddy's 1938 band was known as Buddy Rogers and his famous swing band, and mostly featured Bob Hannon on vocals. We heard him April 5, 1938 on This Time It's Real. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in or click in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.